The COVID-19 pandemic has hit Maine's hospitality industry harder than any other sector. With cold weather taking its grip on 2021 and the surging virus keeping people at home, job losses are accelerating, especially in the food service sector. Still, as Fred Bepper reports, many of Maine's chefs and restaurant owners continue to find new ways to stay open through the winter.
This was just a gravel courtyard, had no structure. We started this in October.
Jan Mallon is co-owner of Little Giants, part of the Portland restaurant scene that over the last decade vaulted the city into the ranks of national foodie destinations. Last week, he and a crew were finishing out this semi-enclosed patio, laying heating ducts in the cement floor and topping the walls with high-power, marine-grade electric heaters.
They gave off some heat, though.
Combined, 35,000 watts. So between the heaters and eventually the floor, when I connect that, we will have a pretty toasty area. It's going to be a small restaurant, maybe 20 seats. But between this and takeout, we hope to be able to hang on back to April.
State COVID-19 rules actually would allow Mallon to seat diners indoors at half capacity. But as with many smaller venues in the state, Little Giants so far opted, for safety's sake, for street-side tables and takeout menus. And as temperatures started dropping into the 30s, Mallon says, he began to think about how to invest some of the restaurant's pandemic relief funds in a lasting way.
And I said, we could do something temporary just to get us through the winter, and then that money is gone forever. Or I could build something that not only allows us to get through COVID, but allows us to do something in this space future winters, but also summertime.
The city of Portland has made grants up to $7,000 for small businesses looking to winterize their operations. And last month, the state sent $53 million in new grants paid for by the CARES Act to hundreds of hospitality businesses in Maine. Most were restaurants, and most of them landed the maximum grant of $36,000. Among them, a Portland Tex-Mex barbecue joint called Terlingua.
You know, it definitely feels safe. It feels, you know, fun and inviting.
Dining companions Eddie Moreau and Leah Pearl had their choice of distinctive seating areas in Terlingua's terraced backyard, each with a different heating setup. Picnic tables, a pair of semi-enclosed fish shacks, or a multi-level series of bar tops in an airy, canvas-walled space.
They did a killer job with design and the whole layout. To me, they're going to crush, for sure.
The couples made a pastime of visiting the breweries, distilleries, takeout windows, and sit-down restaurants that crowd this three-block stretch at the base of the city's Munjoy Hill. All manner of outdoor enclosures and heaters are fostering a new kind of cold-weather social scene.
Especially on a beautiful day like this. It's also, like, better mind-wise to get outside and to get in fresh air when we've been cooped up all year, it seems like. So it's a nice area.
But there are new holes in the local scenery. An Asian noodle shop, Kung Tu Bot, is closed for the winter. A nationally acclaimed restaurant called Drifter's Wife is shut down for good. There have been cutbacks and closures all over the state.
We have 28,000 workers unemployed in this industry right now. That's a big chunk of Maine's economy.
Steve Hewens is executive director of the industry trade group Hospitality Maine. He says a study by University of Maine economists estimates that in 2020, the state's hospitality sector declined by more than 30% from the previous year, down to about 51,000 direct and indirect jobs.
So what's left are the people that are toughing it out. And they're doing what restaurant people do, which is innovate and adapt and utilize the tools and abilities they have to try to generate the revenue to stay open.
And some who are toughing it out are even finding new ways to lend a hand. A dozen restaurants, from Portland's Little Giant to Cafe Miranda in Rockland, have teamed up to provide meals for the hungry in a program called Cooking for Community. It's fueled by donations from individuals, local food producers, and corporations such as the Hannaford grocery chain.
Isn't that insane?
Cafe Miranda's owner, Chef Kerry Altiero, says as the program buys meals for those in need, it's helped him keep more staff at work through the winter while doing some good for the community at large.
And we get $10 a meal, right? So if we can do it for $5, we make $5 a meal. Somebody gets a job, somebody gets fed. And what's crazy, though, is that Hannaford is paying us to buy food from somebody else to feed it to people that would maybe buy food from them.
Altiero says some of the jobs he's had to eliminate may never come back. And even with the metal fire pits he and staff fabricated to help outdoor diners stay warm, the restaurant's wintertime prospects remain uncertain. But he and others in the industry do believe that cold weather al fresco seating will persist in Maine even after the pandemic. Back at Portland's Terlingua, diners Leah Pearl and Eddie Moreau say the experience here reminds them of a wintertime visit to Quebec City.
Pretty daunting for us at first, but now we kind of get it.
Yeah, I think the New Englanders are pretty durable people, and they can kind of adapt.
People are still wearing shorts outside, so anything's possible here.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.